Lenten Journey Day 10, The Measure of Forgiveness. Jesus instructs us to pray the Our Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, we say. And of the many requests we make, including to give us our daily bread, there is one request that is uniquely qualified, that is dependent on our actions. We pray, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. It is interesting. Of all the things we pray for, it is the one thing that is conditional. God does not forgive us unless we first forgive. In fact, He forgives us by the same standard by which we forgive. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus talks about many ideas. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. He talks about temptation. He talks about delivering us from evil. But of all of these concepts, of all of these difficult ideas to understand, there is only one concept. There is only one theme on which he amplifies and continues his instruction. It is about forgiveness. He says, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father also will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. It is conditional. It is the one request we make of God on which he places a condition. I can't forgive you unless you first forgive others. It's a difficult one, but it is a mature approach to our faith. In fact, we've been taught that God gives abundantly. We've been taught that God forgives. But somehow we've forgotten that his forgiveness is dependent on our forgiving all those around us, including ourselves. Forgiving ourselves. Perhaps when we use the other metaphor, which is commonly used, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, we may better understand this relationship and this dynamic. Because who can forgive a debt? Only the one who holds the note. Let's move from the spiritual to the secular. For the sake of this example, let's think of it in terms of banking. The bank holds the note. You owe a debt to that bank. The bank can forgive that debt. How? Well, first of all, by you paying the mortgage, by you paying the ransom. Second of all, by the bank deciding on different terms, by renegotiating the loan, by readjusting the loan. That's what God's done. God says, I hold the note on life. You are indebted to me for this beautiful thing that you have all around you, for the smile of your children, for the air that you breathe, for the mountains I've given you, for the majesty of the seas. You owe me. But I'll tell you what, I'll work it out so that you could pay off the debt. It's really easy. Forgive people. That is, love one another. Love each other. And know that in turn, I love you. How will God forgive us our sins? By the same standard we use on other people. If we do not forgive others, neither will he forgive us. And so we start understanding that if we really want peace, if we want harmony, if we want to find the happiness in life, it is dependent on us, not from some outside force. Many times we think of peace coming from above. We pray for peace, failing to understand that real peace begins with each and every one of us, because God's already given us all of the ingredients, the recipe for that peace, the recipe for that harmony. In fact, the breath that we take is a blessing from God. In fact, the love that we see in our children's eyes, the majesty of the mountains, the delicate nature of a flower, or the crashing waves that tell us that everything has been given to us. All of the universe is there to be enjoyed, to be in harmony with. And so the only direction we can look for peace, for love, is to each other. We need to reconcile. We need to be in love. We need to share that love with one another, and we begin by forgiving. During the Lenten journey, we've been asked to inventory different aspects of our life. Today, let's look at the ones who have hurt us, including ourselves, and to begin by forgiving ourselves as well as all of those who have trespassed against us, with the certainty that once we do this, God then begins to forgive us our trespasses. Let us pray the prayer of Saint Nerses Shnorhali. Beholder of all, I have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. Erase the record of my offenses and write my name in the book of life. Have mercy upon your creatures and upon me, a great sinner. Amen. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join us again tomorrow when we will take the next step in this Lenten journey. Until then, please join us at inhisshoes.org as well as epostle.net, where you'll find recipes for the Lenten season, as well as resources and these podcasts. That's epostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.